The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus began in the synagogue saying, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, in the days of Elisha, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elisha was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They also drove him out of the town and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, on the fourth Sunday of ordinary time, the Church reminds us the privilege we have to participate in God's mission by virtue of our baptism in Jesus Christ. The central theme of today's readings is that we should have the courage of our Christian convictions in our faith and its practice, even when we face hatred and rejection because of them. The first reading tells us how God called Jeremiah as his prophet to proclaim the good news and help him to face opposition and rejection. In leaving out his prophetic vocation while encountering rejection and persecution, Jeremiah prefigured Jesus, the greatest of all prophets. In the second reading, we hear St. Paul speaking with the courage of his convictions in correcting the Corinthian Christian community where the exercise of God's gifts was causing competition, jealousy, and divisions. He courageously shows them the virtue of love and instructs them to practice their gifts with love. Today's gospel passage is a continuation of last Sunday's gospel passage, presenting his own people's negative reaction to Jesus. The passage shows us how Jesus faced skepticism and criticism with prophetic courage. Jeremiah, Paul, and Jesus believed that they were commissioned by God to proclaim the good news to the people, no matter how strong the opposition. The three had the conviction that God was with them. The people of Nazareth were not ready to accept Jesus because he was speaking truth and speaking against injustice. Dear brothers and sisters, in our day-to-day life, we too sometimes reject Jesus and his teachings. Let us examine and see, as an individual, do I in any way reject Jesus in my life? The truth that Jesus Christ is still being rejected by us in various ways. We reject Jesus when we fail to trust and obey him. We reject Jesus when we hear the word of God and fail to put into practice. We reject Jesus when we reject our neighbors. We reject him when we reject the poor. We reject Jesus Christ when we choose to live a life according to the standards of the world. We reject Jesus when we disconnect us from the sacraments. We reject Jesus when we are more interested in the flesh than in the spiritual. We reject him when we, in our failure to love others as God loved us. At any time, we are not ready to accept Jesus' teachings and his commandment of love, we reject Jesus in our day-to-day life. Let us ask God's grace to accept him totally and to follow him, his teachings and words in our day-to-day life. The people of Nazareth were not ready to accept Jesus because he was speaking truth and he was standing for the side of truth and speaking against injustice. In our day-to-day life, we too have experienced the pain of rejection, even from our friends and from our family members, especially when we stand for truth and justice. Perhaps we ourselves are guilty of such rejection. We too have been guilty of ignoring people with our arrogance and prejudice. When somebody is ready to correct us or advise us, we are not ready to accept them. We may reject them. Let us learn to correct our mistakes and face rejection from others with courage. We must never remain silent to evil, or we should not make any compromise to evil or injustice for fear of being rejected by anyone. We need to be kind, charitable, honest, and forgiving, but clear in speaking out our Christian convictions as Jesus was when he spoke in the synagogue of Nazareth. Dear brothers and sisters, during this Holy Mass, let us ask God's grace to follow him totally, and our words and deeds should be according to his will. Then we also will accept him, and when we accept him and ready to follow him, his love, his mercy, his kindness and compassion will be overwhelmed in our words and deeds.